With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour cosmic cocktail party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Denver to D.C., Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How is everybody doing today? Happy Monday to you. We've got wall-to-wall football reaction from yesterday. Coming up this hour on the show, our friend Ross Tucker is going to join us. NFL analyst. We'll go over the entire week number two with him. Also, in about 15 minutes from now, is Vontae Davis hiding behind fake excuses after his remarkable, ridiculous, unbelievable retirement in the middle of a game yesterday? Next hour, the Chiefs offense, scary good. Is the Giants season over? Today, Mraz is walking wounded. One of those days that we look forward to every year where he comes into work like somebody ran over his dog because he believes the Giants season is over. We'll address that coming up next hour. LSU with a bad man win on the road in the SEC at Auburn. What an impressive victory for Ed Orgeron and company. Will Jameis Winston ever get his job back? Is Florida State now an absolute joke and disgrace? And much more around the NFL and college football after the weekend that was. So all of those stories on the table today and everything else, questions, comments, concerns, queries after the NFL and college football weekend, hit me back at 855-212-4CBS. That's the toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, easy way to get a hold of me, get your thoughts in here, get your voices heard, DA on CBS. Saturday night was the royal wedding here on the DA show. Myself and the Bourbon Bell tying the knot. The guys, give us a break today. We might be a little worse for wear. Myself, Mraz, Pete the Body Bellotti, Andrew Bogish, everybody in attendance. We had a Jolton Joe D appearance. We had a James Ward appearance. We had a Bart Scott appearance. It was a big, big night. It was wonderful. It was everything we could have ever hoped for. These guys I work with are amazing. Let me tell you, we'll get into this more in depth tomorrow when there's a little bit of a lull in the news and reaction of the sports world. The body's dance moves, incredible. Incredible. I could not get the body off the dance floor. That thing went from 7 to midnight. That's about a five-hour block. I'm pretty sure Bellotti was on the floor for 4 of the 5 hours, and the only other hour was when he was up getting a drink or eating. You were all over it.
That's how I party. I party just like that.
I loved seeing it. Loved it. So we'll get into more highs and lows, maybe top five rankings from the wedding that was tomorrow's show, perhaps. But that was a big win in my big, big win. Mraz crushing cake and cookies at the end of the night. Amazing to watch. Bogish's wife, a total superstar. Total superstar. Had never met her before. Love her. Actually, I think she dropped by the studio briefly that I said hello, but never really got a chance to talk to her and say hello and really get to know her. Awesome. So big, big weekend. But let's start with the Patriots and Jaguars. Because, frankly, to me, this is the story of the weekend. Talking heads will want to talk about Vontae Davis. Big-time opinions are going to come out about Patrick Mahomes. People will talk about and pick apart Clay Matthews' hit and flag or the Browns' ridiculous kicking woes. To me, the story of the weekend is the Jaguars. Because for the better part of 20 years, which is hard to imagine in sports because nothing remains consistent, but for the better part of 20 years, the New England Patriots have been the bar. That's the bar, and everybody else in the AFC and mostly the league, but certainly the AFC, has to chase the Patriots. This has been going on since 2001. For 17 seasons, that's the bar. That team's better coach than you. That team is a better quarterback than you. That team's roster is better built than yours. And that team is better in January. You can't beat them in the division. You probably can't beat them in the playoffs. They have had early season woes before. Last year, losing a home opener. Opening kickoff night against the Kansas City Chiefs. They've had early season clunkers. But yesterday's Jaguars win is most incredible and most talkable to me about this weekend. It was most notable because the Jacksonville Jaguars may be the best football team in the league. I think that is on the table after yesterday. That defense, we know how ferocious and good they are. What we haven't known is whether they were willing to take the next step in their development and maturation or if their ego is going to get in the way. And what we didn't know was, what's Blake Bortles at his best? Is Blake Bortles at his best a game manager, or can he be more? Yesterday, he was more. The Jaguars are the most interesting storyline over the weekend because yesterday, they can make this case. We are the best football team. The Jaguars. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Shotgun for Bortles. Grant is the running back. Dropping the throw is Blake. Looking. Fires a little crossing route. Caught wide open. DeeDee Westbrook in the Patriots territory. Season bounds at a 40. DeeDee Westbrook inside the 30-yard line. Along the left sideline. Inside the 10. To the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Bortles to DeeDee Westbrook for the touchdown.
I think everybody kind of hyped the game up a little bit more than we felt. The importance of it was inside, or I guess made more of it than, you know, I think it actually was. It was our home opener week two, and to us, besides that, it wasn't really anything else. You know, we expected to come out and play good and win the football game. You know, we didn't think, we thought that, you know, if we played the way that we practiced all week and executed the game plan and didn't hurt ourselves or do anything stupid, that, you know, we'd be doing what we're doing now.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jaguars radio on the call. Bortles after the game. Let's start here. Huge compliments to the Jaguars and specifically Bortles for going away from what got them beat last year in the AFC title game. They stayed aggressive. I thought Nathaniel Hackett actually was too aggressive at times. They were trying to salt clock. They were trying to hold on to a lead late. And instead of keeping the clock moving, running the football, they open it up, and on incomplete passes, they stop the clock. And yet, it worked, because they were open receivers all around the field. Or when they weren't, there was a third down conversion with his legs by Bortles. They played unscared, which is what they did not do in Foxborough in January last year. Here's what's amazing to me, and I talked about this during the summer and the lead up to the season. We know they're talented. We know they're talented. But what we didn't know was, will they take every Sunday seriously? Or will they look past people? Will they be ahead of themselves? I thought their ego was going to get in the way. They're young, they're brash, they're cocky, and they went to the AFC title game and became a trendy pick to go to the Super Bowl this year. I said, I'm not buying it until I see that they've got the maturity to be grounded and humble to take every Sunday seriously. Yesterday was a significant step towards that. They have play calling that's aggressive. They have a quarterback that looked like Dan Fouts yesterday for some reason. And they've got a maturity to know we are better than you, but we need to prove it. That's a hard developmental step. This team reminds me of the Seahawks in 2012 and 2013. Brash, confident defense. Talented as all hell on defense. Quarterback not as dynamic as Russell Wilson, but a we are here to beat you and beat you up while we're doing it. That pass rush got to Brady yesterday, and the Patriots secondary is dog food. Dog food. And not like the really good kind that you see commercials for. The generic store kind that you go, boy, I don't really want to feed my dog this, but I don't have a lot in the bank account right now, so I got to save some bucks. That's how awful the Patriots secondary was. Wide open. The Jaguars don't have premier elite wide receiving targets. Wide open. And for the Pats, offensive line is a problem. Secondary is a problem. Wide receiving targets a problem. And when you thought the Pats could come back in that game, they did not. Because the Jaguars made the plays. They got the stop. They pulled up the first down. They got a touchdown instead of a field goal. All of the things that teams don't do to beat the Pats, the Jags did. I find them to be the most fascinating team in football. Because they could very well be the best team in football that haven't matured yet into it. And yesterday, as Jacob Wilkins might say, a maturity experience. I thought it was incredible. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Look, if I'm going to do my power rankings today, who's the better football team? Could argue the Chiefs, maybe. But the Chiefs' defense, bad. The best all-around team. And look at who built that team. The one guy that could always beat the Patriots. Tom Coughlin. Aggressive, fast defense. Confident defense. Combined with a solid running game. And not being scared to take chances when you have to. Which is how Eli beat them in two Super Bowls and how Blake Bortles beat them yesterday. When we come back on the show, the bizarre story of Vontae Davis retiring in the middle of a football game. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Open now for brunch. DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You've seen anything like that in your NFL
Never
career?
Seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros. Never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did he say anybody?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
You left?
When did you know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out, he retired. So.
What?
Yep. That's it. So
who said what? Who said
he was on the sideline. I mean, guys heard about it and said that he wasn't coming back out.
Lorenzo Alexander, teammate of Buffalo Bills, former corner Vontae Davis, with the most weird, bizarre storyline of the NFL's week number two. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Good Monday to you, breaking down everything from yesterday in college football, yesterday in the NFL, and Saturday in college football. So hit us up on the phone to do the same exact thing with us. Hit us up on Twitter, DA on CBS, to do so on the old Twitter machine.
Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter.
It's also time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question, brought to you by O'Reilly. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Or tweet at me, DA on CBS, and listen later on to the show and we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. So Vontae Davis of the Buffalo Bills ends up coming off of the field at halftime of yesterday's loss, 31-20 to Los Angeles, the Chargers, and informing his team at halftime, I'm done. Coaches are like, What do you mean you're done? You're injured? You can't go back out there? Yeah, no, I'm done. So you're done for the game? Yeah, I'm done for the game. We need you. Yeah, sorry. I'm retiring. Wait, what? Yeah, sorry, I'm not going back out there. I'm retired. Like retired for the game? No, retired for good. He pulled himself out of the game, apparently during the second quarter, and then at halftime informed the team he was retiring. Vontae Davis then doubled down on it on Twitter after the game. Here's where I feel very uncomfortable about this decision. When he issued his statement, it wasn't quickly typed out on Twitter, 180 characters or less. It wasn't some stream of consciousness on Facebook. It wasn't some Instagram post that was misspelled, terrible grammar. It was a 5-paragraph statement overlaid over a graphic of him after an interception on the Colts. This is something that had been created well before yesterday. You don't just whip this thing together in Photoshop after a football game. This was planned. This was thoughtful. This was when I retire, this is what it's going to look like. This isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL, Vontae wrote. But in my 10th season, I've been doing what my body's been programmed to do. Get ready to play on game day. I've endured multiple surgeries and played through my different injuries throughout my career. But over the last few weeks, this was the latest physical challenge. Today on the field, it hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out there anymore. I meant no disrespect to my teammates and coaches, but I hold myself to a standard. Mentally, I always expect myself to play at a high level. Physically, I know today this is impossible. I had an honest moment with myself while I was on the field. I just didn't feel right, and I told the coaches, I'm not feeling like myself. Truthfully, I do not want to keep sacrificing because the season is long, and it's more important for me and my family to walk away healthy than to willfully embrace the warrior mentality and limp away too late. I'm at peace with myself and my family. I choose to be grateful to God for allowing me to play. And there's another 2 paragraphs after this. He cites in there what happened Sunday, having the moment, meaning no disrespect. But everything about this reads, I'm about to retire. When am I going to do it? Which is fine. That's obviously his prerogative, his MO, his decision. You just can't do it in the middle of the game. You simply can't. If I came into these offices and at noon Eastern time after we sign off the air, or I wake up and I come into the show way early and I say, guys, I've thought about this. I can't do this anymore. I got to walk away. I don't have the spirit. I don't have the energy. I don't have what it takes to be part of what we do at a high level anymore. I think all these guys would respect me. But if I went to break after the 10 a.m. hour and said, sorry, I'm out. Have Bogus fill in for me for the last hour and a half. I can't do it. These guys want my head on a platter. Once you have committed to that moment, to that game, you must see it through. And to hide behind the idea that he wants to limp away too early instead of too late, what, Vontae Davis thought his career was going to be in peril in the final 2 quarters of this football game? That 10 years in the league was okay, but 2 more quarters was 2 quarters too much. That doesn't make any sense. You can't sell me on that. And you cannot sell me that Vontae Davis would be doing this if the Bills were 2-0, or if he was a member of the Jaguars, or he was a member of the Chiefs, or he was a member of the Eagles. You can't convince me that a guy on a winning team pulls himself out of a game midway through and says, I'm retired. I'm not even going out in the second half. That's a guy that does not have a connection or a loyalty to his teammates. This is a hired gun that was always wondering, when am I going to retire? Okay, now. And I got to be honest, there's a part of this that feels like grandstanding. There's a part of this for Vontae Davis that doesn't feel flippant, that, hey, I'm just going to do it because I feel like it. There's a part of this that feels like, how do I garner the most attention in doing what I'm going to do? Again, he's got a graphic built, a 5-paragraph memo, him in a Colts uniform holding a football up, not a Bills uniform. This ain't a training camp uniform. This isn't a preseason uniform. This was his former team, one of his previous teams, and the graphic built to send out. Part of this feels, and maybe I'm a cynic, how do I get the most attention for when I'm going to step away? It's hard for me to imagine he goes halftime, second quarter of a football game, and says, you know, if I play the final two quarters, I'm putting my health at risk. Even if he doesn't, he has to go to his coach and say, guys, I'm hurting the team. I can't be out there. I'm hurting the team. I don't want you guys to look bad. I don't want my teammates to look bad. But you got to bench me in the second half. And then I'll go out this week and I'll talk about it and I'll do a press conference and say, I don't have it anymore. My body doesn't have it anymore. I don't want to disrespect you guys. I don't want to disrespect my teammates. I don't want to disrespect the game. All of that is fine. But to basically tell your coaches and teammates, guys, peace, deuces, halftime, I'm going to get a hot dog, doesn't sit right. Doesn't sit right. Mraz, when you see this final memo from Vontae Davis, you think it's authentic? You think he's worried about his health?
No, I think it's sickening. I absolutely find it disgusting that in this day and age of football injuries and real health scares that he uses this time because his team stinks to quit on his team and hide behind that flag when there are people undergoing extreme health problems with concussions and lawsuits and real problems. For him, even if he felt this way, to now pull that trigger, it's phony, it's fraudulent, and I find it disgusting.
So you think he's using this as a shield, so nobody's going to criticize
absolutely.
Him?
Absolutely. I think he realizes immediately what a doofus he looked like, because you're the ultimate loser when you quit on your team halfway through, and it's not to be a macho guy, and he knows that everybody, rightfully so, should be sensitive to football injuries and health and safety, so he chooses this time to try to make himself look better, knowing he looks like a damn idiot, and that's just the wrong thing to do when there are people with real health problems fighting former football players, current football players, to hide behind that flag because you're a sore loser.
I mean, it's hard to believe that he didn't look around and go, my God, the Bills are a mess. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, he didn't feel this way on Friday that maybe I don't want to be here, or even my injuries, or I'm scared about my health. No, I think he realized he was on road to being on a 2-14 team and said, what's the point of this? I'm older now. I'm not interested in playing. You don't do that to your teammates halfway through a game. He could have announced that today. And to put that statement out, I'm sorry. I think the word is disgusting.
You could really do it today. You could do it today and say, you know, this has been, I wanted to play another season. My body won't allow me to. And we go, man, that's tough. Been a good cornerback, not a great one, but a good cornerback for a decade. And we understand your body's broken down. To pull in the middle of a game, man, I mean, you'll never get a job after that, right?
No, and not for nothing. There was probably a corner on the Bills that was fringe 53 on the bubble that got cut, had his dream absolutely gashed. And had Vontae Davis decided to do this 3 weeks ago, that guy could be living out his dream without hiding behind any flags right now. And I think Davis screwed whoever that is, too.
But that guy can get re-signed now.
He can get re-signed now. But you know what? You robbed him of that moment if this is really the path you were going to go down. I just think it's so selfish on so many levels right down the board. And then that statement, just to use the safety and health. I'm sorry. It's sickening and it's quite frankly gross.
Yeah, it feels like a shield. It feels like, well, you can't come after me if I talk about how serious health issues are in the NFL, which I'm sure part of that is everybody's concern when they retire from the NFL, wanting to do it early rather than late, but it's a way to protect yourself against a lot of criticism in doing what you just did. I mean, to retire in the middle of a football game, never seen that before. Nobody's ever seen that before. Hit me up on that at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Ross Tucker, NFL analyst. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
The only rules to join the mothership, you need to feel good and be doing well.
Only thing that I was happy about in Vegas was that I won the karaoke contest.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
That's great!
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
How about huge freeze last week during picks? doing his own Sinatra impersonation. It was great. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you dropping on by. Remember, full episodes available on iTunes. Simply search DA and CBS Sports. Go to iTunes. Also, you can check out full episodes on our website, daoncbs.com. Joining us here on the show, our NFL analyst and our good friend, Ross Tucker, joining us this morning. Ross, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Thanks so much for joining us. You can listen to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast consistently, breaking down football as well as anybody does. And we've been talking a lot about Vontae Davis this hour as a former NFL player yourself. What was your take on his decision to retire midway through the game and then his statement afterwards?
Yeah, I think it's pathetic. Honestly, DA, it makes me sick. You know, here's the thing. As a former player, I always side with players when it's something against management or the team. You know, whether that's holding out, whatever they can to try to maximize the money that they can get. I get it. Look, I understand. But when you quit on your team at halftime, it's not you against the team. It's you against the other guys. I mean, you know this, DA. There's only 46 guys that suit up for the game. So I'd have to look. I don't know if they had four corners suited up or five. But either way, you're going against Phillip Rivers. He's playing well. You quit. Then they only had three or four corners left. If you have an injury, the team run down a corner. I mean, they had to play safeties in nickel packages yesterday. There's no such thing as retiring at halftime. That's quitting. You retire in the offseason. Heck, you can even retire during the week. But during an actual game, when you put on the helmet and shoulder pads and said you're playing, and by the way, this stuff about, oh, well, you can step away when you want retiring. DA, he showered, put on street clothes, and left. I mean, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard a player do.
Right, because the play is, I'm sure you probably had this moment, plenty of players have moments in the middle of games going, man, I don't have it right now. My game is not at where it needs to be to play in this league anymore. But if that happens in the middle of a game, you've got to go to your coaches and say, hey, I'm hurting the team right now. You got to put somebody else in here. I can't do what I thought I could do. And then you assess what you want to do after the game, during the week, how to do it properly, right? I mean, there is a way that he can experience and acknowledge, I'm not there and I got to walk away, but still be respectful to his coaches and his teammates during the game, right?
Correct. I mean, he could say something was bothering him. He could, you know, or he could just say, Coach, I don't have it. But I don't have it isn't the same as I'm done and I'm leaving, right? So, like, I don't have it. Okay, Vontae, well, sorry to hear that, but I appreciate you telling us. We'll keep you, you know, please stay in uniform for an emergency purposes, but we won't play in the second half. We'll play the young guys or whatever. But I'm done. When the team is getting smoked at halftime and you shower and leave, that's just quitting. That's just times are tough for us and I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not going to be here with my guys and keep fighting. It's honestly what the guy, he had a decent 10-year career and now this will be what he's known for. And he's got to give back like $3.5 million. I wonder if he's really thought that part of it through.
Yeah, the showering and leaving during the game is also just such a disrespectful move. Ross Tucker joins us here on the show, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. How about the Jaguars yesterday? Was that more telling about how good the Jaguars can be or are, or more telling about where the Patriots are?
Well, I think more about the Jags because I thought the Patriots did some positive things. You know, that first week of the season against the Texans, although that's a whole other story. I mean, how the Texans lose to the Titans with Blaine Gabbert and their first three tackles out is beyond me. But I thought it was a big-time statement game for the Jags in general, but Blake Bortles in particular, DA. I mean, they finally let him play, and he did it. Now, he's an inconsistent quarterback. He's been up and down throughout his career. So you never know if he'd be able to get it done in the same manner, you know, in a playoff game. But based on how he played last year in the playoffs, based on how he's played so far this year, I think you got to just go with it. I mean, he's your guy. You got to continue to trust him because they've got some young receivers, Keelan Cole, D.D. Westbrook, making plays. I mean, that game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. The Jags totally dominated and throttled the Patriots, which is a very, very rare thing.
Absolutely right. And right now, a Jaguars-Chiefs AFC championship game sounds crazy, but in reality might not be so crazy because Patrick Mahomes is lighting everybody up. Do you think there's going to be a comeback down to earth second half of the season, second month of the season for Patrick Mahomes, or is this his potential?
Well, number one, D.A., the Patriots are going to be in the AFC championship game. They've been every year for the last 75 years they've been in the AFC championship game. So they're going to be in the AFC championship. Now, is there a chance that the Jags or the Chiefs are there with them? Maybe. So the two things on Mahomes, I would say, number one, you know, he really looked turnover prone in the preseason, and I'm surprised that that hasn't really snuck up on him yet here in the regular season. I wonder as teams get more tape and see more what Andy Reid's doing with him, if they'll be able to fool him and get some turnovers, because so far so good in that regard. But the real issue for the Chiefs is their defense is not good. I mean, you know, Rivers threw it all over on them. Roethlisberger threw it all over them. They're not getting much of a pass rush. Their offense has carried the day so far, but I don't know that their defense is good enough for them to be in the AFC championship game.
Pittsburgh Steelers have a tendency to lose to bad teams, stub their toe, then rebound and do fine to get into the playoffs most each and every year. But these first 2 weeks feel different. What do you feel about the Steelers, and is their season at risk of going sideways?
I'm wondering a couple things, D.A. Number one, I'm wondering if the Le'Veon Bell stuff hanging over them and just constantly being asked about it and having to talk about it, I wonder if that has been a distraction that has hurt the focus of the team, because they have not played well the first couple weeks. And the second part of it is their defense is really pathetic. I mean, not only is their tackling bad in the coverage, but I'll tell you what really stood out to me, D.A. At the end of that game, it's a one-score game. Chiefs have the ball with like a minute and a half left. First down, Kareem Hunt runs for 8 yards. Second down, he gets 4, and the Chiefs get a first down. I mean, D.A., what are we talking about? That never happens. You stack the box. You don't let them run the clock out like that. I mean, that is brutal.
I know. It was wild to see. Ross Tucker joining us this morning here on the show, breaking down the NFL. For the Oakland Raiders, it's been a really tough pill to swallow the first 2 weeks. Everybody thought the magic was back with John Gruden, but clearly it is not. And now you have his former punter, Marquette King, taking a shot at John Gruden after the game, now for the Broncos. Do you think that Gruden is at risk of losing the locker room after the trade of Khalil Mack if they do not win football games?
I do, yeah. The only thing I would say about that is he brought in a lot of veteran guys that I don't know how many other options those guys had. So he's allowing them to collect another year's worth of paychecks. All their salaries are guaranteed now. So I actually think he'll have a group of guys that'll be pretty darn loyal to him. You know, the Derek Johnsons, the Frosty Ruckers, who will say, look, I don't know where else I was going to get this dough this year. This is a guy that likes old guys. I'm not letting them lose the locker room. I'm trying to make it. I want another year for my pension and my 401k and my annuity, and this guy is getting it for me. So that's an interesting perspective. They should have won that game yesterday. I mean, Carr played well. They had it in hand 19-7. It really is amazing to see certain teams that have struggled in recent years, like the Raiders and the Browns, and the epic collapses that they had yesterday. It just feels like that only happens to certain teams.
So that's such an interesting standpoint, because we don't really think of players factoring in things that we factor into in terms of retirement or walking away from a job, 401ks, annuities, things like this. But what you're saying is the Jordy Nelsons, the Doug Martins, the Frosty Ruckers, all these older veterans brought in for Gruden, they weren't loyal to the Raiders before with Khalil Mack because they weren't on the Raiders before. They would be loyal to John Gruden because he's helping out their retirement and their pension, right?
Yeah, and it's especially the guys. I mean, Jordy Nelson would have had a market, but it's especially the guys that had no other place to go, right? It's the guys that didn't have a whole lot of other options. And even, I mean, he keeps doing it. He signed Jonathan Hankins and Clinton McDonald this week. So he has signed a lot of veterans that didn't really have very many other options. I think they'll actually be very loyal to him. And part of me wonders if that's not part of his thought process for having those guys. And honestly, I thought they played really hard yesterday. I mean, they got some young guys on defense, like Hurst and Arden Key, doing some good things. I'm actually a little more bullish on the Raiders after watching that game yesterday. They just blew it at the end.
Interesting. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. I know you work with Ballcat in very closely. It's a very cool kind of toy, gizmo thing to do out of tailgates. This is good ball cannon season. So have you seen it popping up around tailgates in college and NFL stadiums?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I know that the Miami Hurricanes have it. I think 5 or 6 NFL teams have it. We just went, before the season started, I took my family up to Niagara Falls. As we were driving back, we stopped by the Bills facility so I could show my daughters where Daddy used to work. And we go in the training room, DA, and there's a ball cannon. Meanwhile, I've also seen it at some tailgates as well. I tell people now, just go to ballcannon.com or Google ball cannon and check out some of the videos. There's one where this guy does like a front flip and catches a pass off it. There's one where they're driving in a car, which I don't recommend, by the way, and they catch it through the window. There's one where they go off a diving board. So between those videos and the fact that it's the only thing I know that my kids actually like more than their iPads, I tell everybody, if you want something that actually gets your kids outside and they'll actually enjoy it, make sure you check out ballcannon.com.
Ross Tucker, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, is such a great listen during the season. Also, check him out on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, for the latest on his thoughts surrounding the NFL. Ross, it's always great to catch up, buddy. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. Take care, DA.
Okay, you too. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. And Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement, everything that you need to do project smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team, Patrick Mahomes. What a shining day he had. 23 of 28 for 326 and 6 touchdowns. How's that for a fantasy day? Chiefs win in Pittsburgh for the first time in 30 years, 42-37. 10 touchdown passes through 2 weeks, the most ever by a quarterback through 2 games in the NFL's history. 10 touchdowns, 2 weeks, most ever by any quarterback. Mahomes spread the football to 7 different teammates, 5 of which reached the end zone. We'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes and what it means for the Kansas City Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. But I thought his commentary on Vontae Davis was an interesting one, because that's a former player right there. And as he points out, to shower and leave the facility during the game is the ultimate sign of disrespect to your teammates. Now, I realize Vontae Davis hasn't been through years of battles and years of wars with his Buffalo Bills teammates. But talk about not caring, not having any connection to the people that you work with. Middle of the game, they go out for the second half, you shower and leave. They go out to throw their body out there on the field, and you can't even stick around until the end of the game. The end of the game. Steven tweets, DA, he could have possibly died on any play. Thanks for your analogy about your job where you aren't risking your life. Steven, I know it's a violent game. I realize the danger these guys go through, but let's not get melodramatic here. He wasn't risking death. Give me the last player in the NFL's history that died. I'm not saying it's not really dangerous. I'm not saying he didn't risk health. All those guys do that. This is not disrespectful to them or the league or players or their warrior mentality or anything. Don't be melodramatic. He wasn't risking death by going out there for the final 2 quarters and easily could have told his coaches, guys, I don't have it. I'm hurting the team. Pull me off. I'll be on the sideline. I'll do the post game. But during the week, I'm going to have to think about my future. But right now, I'm hurting the team. Don't put me out there. You don't have to shower and leave the facility. Our toll-free line, dial us up on the Vontae Davis situation or anything else. 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. As we said, Mahomes, a ridiculous day statistically, and the Chiefs right now are rolling. Have they now become the scariest offense in the entire NFL? Andy Reid's play calling, Mahomes pulling the trigger, Tyreek and so many others, weapons galore. What do you do? We'll discuss coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.